Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa respects the beliefs of everyone, and while it does not promote or endorse a particular religion or belief, I really encourage guests to open up their hearts and share their personal experiences. However, those beliefs and opinions of the Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa guests do not reflect the beliefs, views, or opinions of Mom Talk sponsors and supporters of the podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prekforpa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Sori Belle Martinez is a loving mama who is passionate about motherhood and life. She is a parenting expert and coach for moms in business. Indeed, Sori Belle is crazy in love with motherhood and helping other successful moms create the relationship they dream of having with their kids. Sori Belle is on a mission to help moms find balance between motherhood and entrepreneurship, allowing them to create the relationship they dream of having with their children. Through her expertise, Sori Belle helps moms develop happier and healthier home environments with their kids through active parenting. I recently had a mom talk with Sori Belle about her journey to motherhood, including her experiences with multiple miscarriages and how motherhood has shaped her to be the woman and entrepreneur she is today. Please take a listen to our conversation as Sori Belle opens her heart and shares invaluable parenting tips.
Like I said off the record, I absolutely love what you're doing, and I always like to try to start the interviews by asking or really requesting you to tell us about your journey to motherhood and how it all began, because your story is just one that really resonated with me. I, too, had suffered a miscarriage, and so if you don't mind sharing that story with us and what has brought you to motherhood and how it all began for you.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I want to say thank you very much for this opportunity for me to be here and share my stories with so many wonderful women, wonderful moms out there. My journey with motherhood started around when I was 25 years old. I always wanted to be a mom, but I really wanted to wait for the right time to be one because I knew that I wanted to be the best mom that I can be. So it started like around age 25 when I started feeling like this is, I want to be a mommy. I was in a very stable relationship, and I began that journey, you know, trying to get pregnant and so on and so forth. So it started being very difficult. In total, I've had 7 pregnancies. 2 of those pregnancies were twins, and my last loss was December 27, 2013, was when I lost my baby boy, Giancarlo, at 36 weeks of gestation. I went to a regular doctor's appointment, and sadly enough, my baby had been dead for a couple of days. So it has been a really difficult journey for me. I have had losses from 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, and like I said, the last one at 36 weeks. But, you know, I have one son. His name is John Anthony, and he just turned 8 years old. And I feel totally blessed to have him, that God has given me the opportunity to be a mom and to truly just know and feel and understand that motherhood is totally a miracle and that God has given me the opportunity to be one. So I'm very happy and very blessed. I'm very grateful that I was able to fulfill my dream of being a mom.
Wow, that's incredible. And Tori Bell, when I hear your story, it just makes me think how oftentimes we find our purpose out of our pain. And, you know, I just remember going through, I had one miscarriage and a mispregnancy, they called it. And I just remember whenever I ended up getting pregnant with my firstborn, it was just really incredible that I had that experience. And some people would be like, what? You're grateful for that? But it just truly makes me realize, just like you said, how being a mother is truly a miracle. I don't take it for granted. And, you know, would I have needed that experience to feel that way? Maybe not. But out of our pain, I feel like everything happens for a reason. All things work together for our good. And so to see how you are just so grateful and you've turned those painful experiences into this really amazing work that you're doing. So tell us, I guess, a little more about what's inspired you to become a personal parent and family coach. I think this is incredible, and I feel like a lot of times parents feel like they need to know everything already, and out of that fear or that insecurity, we kind of miss the opportunity to open ourselves up to getting help from others. So tell us about what's inspired you to become a personal parent and family coach, and give us the backstory.
I am originally from the Dominican Republic. I come from a biological family. My dad, my mom, and I have two younger brothers. To be honest with you, what inspired me to study psychology and become a psychotherapist initially was trying to deal with some of the dysfunctions in my own family. My dad, you know, being typical Hispanic, macho man, and my mother, very submissive, but also she had a very tough, very strict parenting style. And that really didn't work well for me. I really didn't like it. We had a really rough relationship, me growing up. Although now our relationship is really, really good. Growing up, it was really difficult for me to connect emotionally with her. And mainly it's because she had her own story. She had her own difficulties. Her mom died when she was about 12 years old, and she really had to finish raising herself and raising her own brothers and sisters. So she really didn't have the nurturing, the loving, the kissing, the hugging, the expressing emotions. And that really, really bothered me growing up. And she was very strict. She truly loved us. And I think that she showed us that she loved us in other ways, like taking care of us. But she had a difficult time expressing her love with her words and, you know, showing us in ways that are very important for development and for us to grow, you know, to be healthy adults. So that's how my journey started. And when I graduated high school and I started college, I began working in the social service field, human service field, and I used to work with teenagers, with children, and parents, and families, and that's where everything began. And since 1996, I have been working with children, adolescents, and families, and specifically working with parents and how to develop an awesome relationship with their children through active parenting, through active communication. So later on, I obtained my bachelor's in psychology, my bachelor's in biology. I went to medical school for 2 years, and I decided that medical school really was not for me. Came back home, completed my master's in psychology. I have a master's in business administration and a master's in social work. So I've been providing clinical service for about 9 to 10 years, all in the same, with the same population and solving the same issues: family, relationship, connection, how to improve our communication with our children, how to have a better relationship, how to build healthier and happy family environments where we can truly just love and respect each other. I've been doing that work since then, and I have not done anything but work with families. So that's truly where I got inspired to continue to work with families. I also opened up my private practice in 2012, and again, I was helping parents how to build healthier relationship with their children through parenting, how to connect with children at a very deep level, and kind of like understanding that connection is what gets you where you need to be in terms of the relationship with your children, their behavior, and how to guide them to become the better people that they can be.
I love that. I love that story, Belle. And it brings me to the next question, which I feel like you're already touching on, but if you want to kind of go a little deeper with it, is what do you feel is the biggest challenge parents and families are facing today? Because Lord knows, I mean, I can think of like a million of them, but, you know, with this day and age, I mean, I'm only 34, but my goodness, how much things have changed from even whenever I was a little one. So what do you, with your expertise, your background, and also your personal experience, what do you feel is the biggest challenge parents and families are facing today?
To be honest, one of the biggest challenges that moms are facing is thinking that in order to be a great mom, you have to be a perfect mom. And that's completely not true. You don't have to be perfect to be a great mother. You can be a great mom. We all make mistakes. We all have a journey to go through. And, you know, honestly, children don't come with a step-by-step manual on how to raise them and how to give them everything that they need, correct? So that's something that we learn as we go, and we just open up to understanding how to give our children the best that they can have so they can be great human beings. So in my journey as a mom and as a professional, one of the greatest struggles that I see moms and parents facing these days is really having a great understanding on how their own parenting style is affecting their children's development and behaviors. That is, I think, the greatest, because, you know, we all come with our own experiences through the parenting from our parents, from our grandmother and their aunts and their neighbors and their friends. Everybody has their own perspective about parenting. So we come with all that experience, and sometimes we do not stop for a minute to understand that our parenting style is really affecting our children greatly. Another thing that I think that affects our parents is wanting or being open to adopt a different parenting style, something that really works and something that can really guide them to connect emotionally at a deeper level with their children. Those are the major two. Another one is using parenting strategies that work, because sometimes we get stuck in doing what my mom did, my grandmother did, everybody else did. But in all realities, there are new ways in which we can parent our children. And the approach that I use is the active parenting approach, where the parent and the child are both involved in the parenting process and also developing that relationship so we can communicate more openly, actively, and the relationship can be harmonious. So I think that those are the main struggles that I see moms and parents facing these days in terms of parenting.
I have more with Sori Belle, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
Wow. I couldn't agree with you more. That's just an incredible story, Belle, because so much of what you were saying, I'm like over here like, amen, sister, but... But, you know, really when you hit on how we take the parenting styles of how we were raised and how often, let's just keep it real here, how often, Storybelle, do we, you know, we're in a moment where we're parenting our children and maybe in front of the, you know, our parents or our grandparents or even our siblings, and they'll be like, well, it worked for us back in the day, or this is how we did it and you turned out fine. And that's one of the things that really works my nerves. Like, I cannot say that because I feel like we can't put every child in a box. First of all, we all are unique. We all have our unique needs and learning styles. That's like the former teacher in me coming out. And then also, I feel like, you know, well, that worked for that time. You know, thinking back when I was little, there were no iPads. There were no, you know, like things were so different, everything from technology to the culture. So how are we going to expect that everything, I mean, some things, I'm not saying leave it all behind, you know, but we can't expect to put every child in a box and do the same thing for every child and it's going to work.
Correct. And I also thought that there's a confusion between parenting styles and skills and values. Your values are your values. It's who you are. It's who your family is. And you teach that. Values are values, but parenting skills and strategies, they're nuanced. We know so much more about psychology, about the behavior of human beings, and how we can improve that is through learning a different way. And, you know, like you said, why are we throwing everyone in the same box when everyone is a unique human being? And I think that the active parenting approach really gives you that flexibility that you can really understand your child and you can really adjust that parenting strategies and those parenting styles to help guide your child, protect them, help them, guide them, and just allow yourself to have a very, very positive connection with them emotionally. And sometimes, and I talk to parents all the time, they think that if they connect emotionally with their children, that they're not able to parent them. And that's not correct. Mm. Parenting is about love. It's about guiding. It's about teaching. It's about protecting. And when you teach your children a strategy such as every behavior has a consequence, everything you do has a consequence in life, you are showing love and you're truly showing your children that we have to take responsibility for our actions. And parenting really does that for them.
Wow. I love it. And I love you. You're amazing. And
I love parenting.
I can tell. I can feel it. I mean, I literally have goosebumps. Like, I'm so excited about you being on the show and what you're doing. And so let's kind of shift it back a little bit. I just have a couple more questions. But back to on a personal note, what have you learned about yourself by becoming a mother?
I think, and, you know, I'm going to be very honest and very open. As a single mom, I have gone through my challenges in being a mother. In 2010, I was diagnosed, actually at the end of 2009, I was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm. And my son was only 3 years old at that time. And to be honest with you, in the beginning, it was very helpful, very hurtful, and it was very difficult for me to accept that there was a possibility that I was not going to be around. That just was my reality. But I did a lot of inner work, and I did a lot of, you know, getting close to God, spiritual work, and putting everything in God's hand. And something that I have learned through my journey of parenting is this, that one, you really need to live your life purpose. You have to live your life on purpose. You have to show up every single day with a purpose to be the best person that you can be and that you transmit that to your children every single day. And another thing that I have learned about myself is that I can love unconditionally. I can love my son even if he's not doing something very well or very perfect, I can love him unconditionally, that I can guide him, that I can teach him, that I can coach him to be the best person that he can be. So I have learned a lot about love, loving myself first, and then loving my child. And I think that for me, motherhood did it. Because, you know, for a long time I was angry because my family background and some of my family dynamics, I was angry, I was hurt. But motherhood kind of like opened up a door for me to just be myself and really allow myself to love and to be loved back. And I think that I can never thank God enough for this experience, ever.
Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being so real. That's incredible, and it's so true. I can't think of a single mother on the planet that I've met that cannot say that being a mother just opens them up to unconditional love. It's a love unlike any other love I've ever experienced or probably ever will, and I feel like as a result, it has spilled over into my relationships with everyone else around me. Just really being able to look past things. It's not that you let people walk all over you, but you just realize what unconditional love truly means and what it truly requires. And, you know, I can't even hold a grudge really anymore. It's like, it's amazing. It really truly is unlike any other love you'll ever experience, and it can impact your relationships with other people.
That's correct. And it truly has, and it has made me a better person. It has made me a better provider in helping parents and helping them develop better relationship with their children. Not it's not the easiest task or role that you can fulfill. You know why? Because if you think about doctors, lawyers, nurses, everybody goes to school to learn that trade, therapist and the mechanic and the electrician. Everybody goes and learn about their trade, except parenting. There's not one school that provides degrees on parenting. You see, so although we are more open and we are providing more training, like people like me, we provide more training, therapy, we provide more coaching, so on and so forth. But if you really think about, there's no formal training, there's no formal education to parent human beings. So that makes it very difficult, but it's not impossible. You just got to be open to learn something different and be open to just truly love and be loved back.
Yes, I love that, and it's just amazing what you are doing. And so that leads me to my final question, is how can we stay connected to you and really tap into the services you provide? Because like you said, you're based out of Connecticut, but I love how now you're taking it to the next level and opening up your wonderful services that you provide to anyone all across the country, all over the world. I love just online, being online, because we can have experiences where we can tap into resources such as the work that you're doing. So how can we stay connected to you?
So I have moved my services completely online, as you already mentioned, and this has been a very important decision that I have made, mainly because I do want to touch the life of millions of people through my work and through spreading the word that through parenting, we can really connect with our children and we can teach them great things so they can be really good human beings and so they can fulfill their purpose in life as well. You guys can find me on Facebook. I have a private Facebook group for moms called Boss Moms Love Balance and Freedom. Okay, Boss Moms Love Balance and Freedom. And through this group, I am truly just sharing a lot of information, a lot of resources. We have training calls coming up. So that's a good way to get in touch with me. You can also call me at 203-558-2290. If you would like to email me so you can find out how you can get connected with me, you can do that at Storybell, Soribel, at storybellmartinez.com. So you can do that via email. My website is in the process of being recreated since I completely shift some of my work from just psychotherapy now to coaching. So if you have any questions, you can call me 203-558-2290. You can email me at storybell@storybellmartinez.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Boss Mom Love Balance and Freedom. I am going to be offering a 90-day VIP program that is called Discover Your Parenting Genius, and that's going to be a 90-day VIP parenting program just for mom, so we can get connected with that genius that we have in us to parent and to help our children be the best that they can be.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this quote by C. Everett Koop. Life affords no greater responsibility, no greater privilege than the raising of the next generation. Thank you for listening.